This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much for coming out. Is the sound working?
It sounds good.
Good. The sound working?
No.
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
The Democrats wouldn't know how to protest if their political lives depended on it. And they do. Led by the perpetually neurotic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Party attempted to right the sinking Democratic ship and failed miserably.
Is the sound working?
I don't think it is.
Good evening, everyone. I'm very proud to hear... proud to stand with the members of the House Democratic Caucus, soon to be joined by the Senate Democrats as well. It's not on? I will hear from Andre Carson, a Muslim member of Congress.
Excuse me, Jake, Andre.
Andre.
I know, right? Greetings from the great state of Indiana. I'm Congressman Andre Carson. Not only do I represent Indiana's 7th Congressional District very proudly, but I happen to be a Muslim and a former police officer.
The Democrats are in full panic mode after having to hold seminars in order to speak to regular American voters, as Breitbart reports, another program on the subject of speaking to those who feel invisible in rural America will feature Steve Beshear, a former Democrat Kentucky governor, along with Democrats Michael Bennett from Colorado and North Dakota and Heidi Heitkamp. Other seminars include Listening to Those Feel Unheard and Rising America, They Feel Unheard Too. These topics may be a hard sell to a party contemplating hiring a new party chairperson from among candidates trying to outdo each other with far-left talking points.
We will not let this evil order extinguish that great torch. We will not let this evil order make us less American. We will fight it with everything we have, and we will win this fight.
Yeah. Yeah. The real people now. And now it is my privilege, our privilege, to introduce Farah Amir Kamel and Omar al-Maghdad with their stories, their courageous stories.
Are they here? Where are they?
You described what happened in November as the alleged election. I think I'm quoting you exactly. The alleged election. By that, did you mean that it's an election that didn't actually take place? Or that we should pretend didn't happen? Or what did you mean? As someone who wants to lead the Democratic Party, what's your position on that?
Something happened in this election with Russia. Something happened that was so significant that the Democratic members of Congress that got that classified briefing stormed out of that room.
Of course, it doesn't help when DNC chair candidate Sally Boynton Brown goes after the few white Democrats left.
And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege. And until we shut our mouths and we listen to those people who don't, and we lift our people up.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is now endorsing Tom Perez for DNC chair.
Donald Trump is a fraud. He's in it all for himself.
Donald Trump is all about prosperity for himself. Me, myself, and I. That's not what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are about. Donald Trump is a fraud.
As the Democratic Party continues to implode. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun,
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to one of the authors of Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Of course, it's being shut down by the New York Times in terms of not putting it on its top-selling book list. The did not make the New York Times best-selling list, even though it is the fourth best-selling hardcover nonfiction title in the country right now. It sold out in just 3 days on Amazon.com. This is a gripping story, folks, and you will not believe some of the details of this that we're going to get into. But to put this in perspective, this is Kermit Gosnell, if you don't remember his case, with someone who was convicted of first-degree murder and the deaths of 3 infants and the involuntary manslaughter of an adult woman who died following an abortion procedure in his filthy clinic. And one of the things that we need to understand, and certainly Kermit Gosnell is Exhibit A in this, when they talk about women's health, this is something people need to understand. This, as well as the exposés we've had about body parts, the negotiation for that, we need to understand the dark, ugly side of this. And he is now serving life in prison without the possibility of parole. He negotiated that because in exchange for them not seeking the death penalty against him, his crimes were so heinous. So we're going to talk to them about this. Before we do, I want to play, and I hope Phelan McAleer doesn't mind me playing a short clip of a very powerful testimony. This we're only going to play a little bit of this. Very powerful testimony of somebody who survived an abortion, who was born alive. And her testimony resulted in the Infants Born Alive law passed in 2002. They later strengthened that because that still allowed partial birth abortion. If you weren't fully separated from the mother, they could still come after you, could still kill you. And so then they passed the Partial Birth Abortion Act in 2003, and then they fought it. The left fought this, the murder of innocent children. They fought that for another 4 years in the courts until finally, in a very narrow Supreme Court decision, 5-4, they upheld the partial birth abortion ban. Of course, it's something that Bill Clinton fought against as well. It was something that's put in by George W. Bush. I want you to hear from a baby who now can tell you a little bit about the circumstances that were done against her. And then we're going to talk to Phelan McAleer about someone who made his living, quite a lot of money, killing babies like this. Here's her story.
I'm adopted, and my biological mother was 17, and so was my biological father. She was 7.5 months pregnant when she decided to go to Planned Parenthood, which is the largest abortion provider in the world, and they counseled her to have a late-term saline abortion, which is a saline salt solution that is injected into the mother's womb. The baby gulps that solution, it burns the baby inside and out, and then she is to deliver a dead baby within 24 hours. And to everyone's great shock and surprise, I didn't arrive dead, but alive. On April the 6th, 1977, in a Los Angeles County abortion clinic. What's fantastic about this, about the perfect timing of my arrival, is that the abortionist was not on duty yet. So he wasn't even given the opportunity to continue on with his plan for my life, which was death. And I know that I am in a government building, and a beautiful one it is, and I love your country as well as my own. But I know in the age that we live in, it is not at all politically correct to say the name of Jesus Christ in places like this. To bring him into these sorts of meetings because his name can make people so terribly uncomfortable. But I didn't survive so I could make everyone comfortable. I survived so I could stir things up a bit. And I have a great time doing it. And so I was delivered alive, as I've already said, after 18 hours. I should be blind. I should be burned. I should be dead. And yet I'm not. You know what is fantastic vindication is the fact that the abortionist had to sign my birth certificate. So I know who he is. And it also says, for any skeptic listening, on my medical records, born during saline abortion. Ha! They didn't win. I've done some research on the man that performed the abortion on me. And his clinics are the largest chain of clinics in the United States of America, and they gross $70 million a year. I read a quote from him at some point several years ago, and he said, "I have aborted over 1 million babies, and I consider it my passion." I tell you these things because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are in an interesting battle, whether we realize it or not, in this world. It is a battle between life and death. What side are you on?
Absolutely. What side are you on? And as she said, it was his passion. And of course, Kermit Gosnell, not the man who tried to kill her, kept feet of babies as a souvenir. I mean, it was his passion. He made a lot of money off of this as well. Joining us now is Phelim McAleer. He began his career in journalism covering the Northern Ireland Troubles. He was a foreign correspondent for the Financial Times. He also covered Romania and Bulgaria for The Economist. Before that, he covered Ireland for the UK Sunday Times. And his latest investigative project focuses on Kermit Gosnell. He produced the Gosnell movie, which he and his wife financed by running a massive crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. It's one of the most successful Indiegogo campaigns in history. Over 26,500 people funded the film, contributed $2.25 million in 45 days. As of now, the project has raised over $2.34 million from 29,000 people. They produced a film with Dean Cain of Lois and Clark. He played Superman in Lois and Clark. And yet, Hollywood, surprisingly, doesn't want to produce this. Because, see, this is a film that will make you uncomfortable. Just like she said, her mission in life, that Gianna Jessen, who just heard, her mission in life is to make people uncomfortable. This book will make you uncomfortable. That's why the New York Times doesn't want to put it on their top-selling list, even though it's the fourth best-selling hardcover nonfiction title in the country. They don't want you to be uncomfortable about the truth. And this is the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer. Thank you so much for joining us, Phelim.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's a great story, and I'm really pleased that I can bring it to your people.
Well, now you've spent 3 years investigating this. What was the most astonishing thing that you found about it? Because as I look at these details, every time I read something about it, and I haven't had a chance to read your book yet, it's just absolutely breathtaking what this guy does. The conditions of the place, the souvenirs of the baby parts that he kept. What was the most amazing and thing that you found?
Well, I mean, I was talking to someone last night who has read the book or is reading the book, and they said, you know, the thing about this story is you read something, you go, my God, it can't get any worse. And then you flick forward a few pages, and it's like, oh, it's even worse now. You know, this is a man who ran a house of horrors. He murdered live babies. He murdered women. He's America's biggest serial killer. He kept trophies. He cut the feet of babies, put them in jars, labeled them. He took pictures of women's genitalia, collected those. His chief anesthesiologist was a 15-year-old girl. He had cats in the clinic. The cat was cat feces everywhere. He had food during abortion procedures. It was just his staff were drug addicts. That was all shocking, that America's biggest serial killer, that his clinic wasn't inspected for 18 years, despite massive state regulation, but it was just ignored because he was an abortionist. So,
yeah, exactly.
That's shocking. Shocking, right? But, I mean, I think one of the things that shocked me was what a legal abortion is like and what the legal law in America is about abortion, that you can have an abortion up to 9 months. I didn't know that. I didn't know the details of a legal abortion either. So a lot of shocks, both about legal and illegal.
Yeah, and, you know, when I hear this testimony of Gianna Jessen, it was not something that in my personal life I had ever been involved with. I never thought about it until there was the debate about partial birth abortion. And when I realized that they could take a full-term baby, and it was perfectly legal for them to, as long as one tiny part of the baby, the top of the head, remained in the woman's body, they could murder that fully formed baby who is fully capable of living on its own. And that completely, for me, completely changed my approach to this. I realized at that point this was no longer an issue of, well, at what point does life begin in conception? No, these people were fully supporting murder of mature babies. And then I understood. Then the scales came off of my eyes, so to speak, and I saw it for what it was.
Well, very interesting. That happened to you then. I mean, for us, it was a very recent thing. We started covering this just as journalists, as a great crime story. Then we discovered, as you say, just what this procedure is and what it involves. And, I mean, it's very interesting, right? So it's the most horrific trial I've ever covered as a journalist. But there was only one incident when the jury gasped, when the jury made an audible noise.
Hang on to that. We're gonna leave that as a cliffhanger. We've got to take a break, and that's going to be a great cliffhanger for people to hang on through the break. We're going to be right back with Phelim McAleer, author of Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. We'll be right back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Phelim McAleer. He is one of the authors of Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Of course, it's about Kermit Gosnell, who is serving a life sentence in prison as an abortionist. No possibility of parole. What did he do? And, of course, this is a best-selling book. It's the fourth best-selling hardback cover in the book. It sold out in 3 days, and yet it is not going to be put on the New York Times bestseller list. They're trying to get a distributor for their film, and Hollywood is not interested in it. So what do we see? We see that when they can't win the argument, when there's very compelling evidence that opposes their point of view, and that is that abortion is just a medical procedure, it's an element of choice, and, of course, they don't want to extend choice to us and anything else in our children's lives when it comes to their education or anything else. But, of course, whether or not you want to kill your children, that should be your choice. They try to suppress this. But we want to talk to him about the details of this, give you information as to where to buy it. And, of course, you can find it at gosnellbook.com. You can get a copy there. And we are going to get that film out. I know one way or the other, Phelim, you're going to get that film out. But we went to break on a cliffhanger, you said, as we were talking about these unbelievable details in this particular case. One thing in particular made the jury gasp. What was that?
It wasn't the details of the illegal abortions. The prosecution decided they needed to distinguish between good abortions and bad abortions, that there was a good abortion and then there was the bad things that Gosnell did. So they got an abortion doctor, an experienced abortion doctor, to give evidence about a good abortion, and they said to him, so how to establish his expertise, how many abortions have you done? And he just said to the jury, 40,000. And the jury gasped. Uh-huh. The jury were shocked. And then when they described the details of a legal abortion, the jury became visibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They didn't become uncomfortable when they saw the photographs of the dead babies, because that was evidence. And they must have expected that. It was the shocking details of the real abortions that was for them was the thing that changed their minds and made them think again.
And that's why when you have demonstrations, and again, a demonstration is to demonstrate, to show, to talk to people about an issue that you have a grievance about, right? They do not want to have, under any circumstances, pictures of aborted babies. They don't want people to know what the procedure is. And as you point out, when they gasped when they heard that he'd committed 40,000 legal abortions, mm-hmm. talking about the good legal abortions, what people don't realize is that we have the number of children that are killed in the United States on a daily basis is like the number of people who died on 9/11, where it's like a 9/11 every day that we've had since Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing that shocked the jury as well. I see, is the industrial scale of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was speaking to a reporter and I was telling him that story, and he goes, "I don't think I've done 40,000 of anything in my life."
Yeah,
really? We haven't, but it's possible to be 40,000 abortions. And, remember that when abortions were supposed to be safe, legal, and rare? I think, I see that your Twitter handle is libertarian. Is that correct?
Libertarian, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of libertarians are pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. You know that. And I think you said you weren't particularly interested in the topic either until you found out exactly what it was.
That's right.
It's very easy to think of abortion. One thing I know about this book is that Planned Parenthood are geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
They made me not realize what abortion was, and I'm a journalist. I've literally been around the world. I've worked everywhere. I've worked in several countries all over the world. I know things, but I never knew what abortion was until I started investigating this story, just like you didn't know until you started investigating, and then, as you say, the scales fell from your eyes.
They keep it secret, and that's why people need to read this book, and it's why it's so important for you to get a film out there, because you're going to reach a certain class of people with a book. You're going to reach a different class of people with a film, and you're going to get to them on a visceral level, and this is a visceral subject. This is something that people need to understand. Some people aren't going to read the book, so it's very important to get this film out. I want to talk about that, but you also spoke directly with Kermit Gosnell in prison, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. I'm not a psychiatrist, but he's a sociopath, I suppose. And I think in modern America, if you want to be a serial killer, which he was, the best place to be it is in an abortion clinic, because you have the appearance of being heavily regulated, with the big government, big brother on top of you. But behind closed doors, it doesn't matter. Nobody's interested. No, there was not one government inspector came through that door of his abortion clinic for 17 years. So
wow.
We met him. We met him, and
hello. Well, we'll talk about that on the other side of this break. That's amazing. Not one inspector in 17 years. How is that helping women's health? That's the big lie that they put over. That's the beard that they use to cover this horrendous practice that resulted in the death of at least two adult women. Maybe it's more. You've got more of the details about that than I do. We'll be right back with Phelim McAleer talking about Kermit Gosnell, the greatest serial killer we've had.
On the run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
What the f***ing fans of this crazy f***ing mail that doesn't stand for women's rights?
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
How do you get your abortion paid for?
I pay for them.
Good.
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One and all! Get him done!
Wow! Watch out!
Nazis. That's the guys that attacked Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Phelim McAleer. He's written the book Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, also a film they're trying to get distributed. But, of course, the book is very successful, but it's being shut down by the New York Times, not putting it on their best-selling list. If you want to find that book, you can find it at gosnellbook.com. That's Gosnell with two L's. Make sure you spell it the correct way. You can find that book there. I want to go back to him and talk about his interview with the serial killer in prison. We had just started to talk about that as we had to go to break. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that our sale on water filters and air filters from AlexaPure is about to end. We have 25% off AlexaPure Pro Water filter systems as well as AlexaPure Breeze air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. This is very important for your family. You know, we're talking about how to take care of your kids. This is something you're not going to see the problems in your water until it's too late, as we saw in Flint, Michigan. Make sure that you filter your water, regardless of whether it's pollution that is making its way into the water supply or if it's something that the government is deliberately dumping in there that they think is for your own good that we believe is otherwise. And we know is otherwise, things like fluoride that they're putting into the water. We'll do the same thing to you that the lead in the water did to you as well. So don't trust anyone to make sure that the water that you give to your family and to yourself is pure. Make sure you do it yourself. And you can do that with these gravity-fed water filter systems. They're very effective in terms of what they remove, not only lead, but the other contaminants and pollutants, glyphosates that you'll find in the water supply, as well as fluorides and other things that you'll find in your water. Also, your air filters, very important to get clean air and indoor. Air is very polluted in terms of the gases that are recycled there as people try to save money on keeping their house airtight. So make sure you protect yourself, your family. Look at these water filters right now. Get them while they're 25% off. That will be ending soon. Also, we now have back in stock Secret 12 Vitamin B12 that you can take orally instead of having it injected. That goes out of stock frequently, but now we have it back in stock, 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the reviews there, where there's over 1,000 reviews. It's gotten an unprecedented 4.8 out of 5-star reviews from the people who use it there. Take a look at that. Take a look at the other products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the way we fund our operation, and it's the way that you can support your health at InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to Phelim McAleer, as we were going to break, you were talking about interviewing Kermit Gosnell in prison. Now, I was interested when I looked at one of the articles about your book and some of the details that were uncovered in this raid with Kermit Gosnell. He continued to do an abortion as they were raiding him the first time. And he said, unfazed by the presence of the FBI, he continued to proceed to continue the abortion in the middle of the raid. And then when he was done, he just sat down with investigators and ate dinner while he still had the bloody garments on. He showed absolutely no remorse. And, of course, they talk about how filthy the conditions were there. He had at least two adults who died because of the filthy conditions in his clinic. But he had absolutely no remorse as he was doing this, talking to the FBI agents. Did he show any remorse when you talked to him in prison?
Yeah. No remorse at all. He's innocent. History will vindicate him. Now, he's innocent, but he lies a lot. And, you know, he lies and he thinks he can get away with it. But what was very interesting was we know the story very well, so we were able to pick up on those lies. But, I mean, you talk about that, him doing the abortion whilst the FBI was there. And there was a stand-up row between the cops and the Department of Health bureaucrat who allowed him to do the abortion. And the cops said, you can't allow him to do the abortion. He's a suspect in all these cases. And they were going, no. And they were going to take the woman to the hospital. And they were going, no. So a cop with common sense had more intelligence than a bureaucrat nurse, public health provider.
She's been anesthetized to this issue. Just like you say, you know, we can't believe that. How many people do 40,000 of anything? And they were, the jury was aghast when they said that she's been anesthetized to this. But you have an ordinary person who looks at this and just cannot believe what is going on. That's why your book is so important. People need to understand what is going on with abortion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And things people don't understand. And exactly. And there's this row between the cop and the nurse. And she was going, "You're just saying that because you're a cop." And he's going, no, I'm saying it because I'm a human being. Then they witnessed him come in with his bloody gloves and it was salmon teriyaki, a seasoned FBI agent and a seasoned cop. And he started eating with chopsticks, the salmon teriyaki with the bloody hands, I guess. And the cop, the FBI agent gave evidence in court under oath, said, "I have never eaten salmon since. I cannot physically eat salmon since."
That's absolutely amazing. And of course, it was an undercover narcotics investigator. Yep. Named Jim Wood, who broke this. This wasn't something that was coming from the health department. It wasn't coming from the medical inspectors. They're perfectly fine with this, as you pointed out. Now, let's show what a legitimate abortion is, and then we'll show you how what he did was different from a legitimate abortion, and people just can't believe what a legitimate abortion is because of the ignorance, and they maintain this silence. They maintain this beard that this is for women's health.
Yeah. I mean, when Jim Wood went into the abortion clinic, he saw things. He saw the condition of Gosnell kept baby feet in jars, and Jim Wood turned to his colleague and said, "Is this normal?" And the guy says, "I don't know. I don't know what's normal in an abortion clinic." And I think that's a very telling comment. People don't know what goes on behind these closed doors. There are laws. People don't even know what the laws is. Yeah, there are the feet, you know, and.
Well, that brings up a criticism of the left. They say, don't judge the abortion industry on Kermit Gosnell. He's not typical of what's going on. Is he typical of what's going on?
Very interesting. So our book, we do not go into that because we have no evidence of that. And we're journalists. We're not pro-life activists. We're journalists. And we can only go where the facts take us and no further. But after the book was published about a month ago, there was a congressional report into the Planned Parenthood videos, actually. But they expanded that investigation, and they looked at abortion practitioners. And they found an abortion practitioner in Texas, who they don't name in Dallas. And they interviewed and subpoenaed staff and members of people who work for him and patients. And it's just like Kermit Gosnell all over again on qualified staff, killing babies after they're born. Filthy conditions, shocking stuff, shocking. And for us, we realized, my God, there's another Kermit Gosnell in Texas. And then we have heard comments that there's another Kermit Gosnell in Delaware. There's one in New Orleans. So let's not judge Kermit Gosnell's illegality as a rogue. Let's look at all the rest of them. But actually, I think people need to read this book to find out what goes on under the law as well. And once they know that, make up your mind. But don't believe the propaganda. This is a clump of cells. It's safe. It's legal. It's rare. It's not. And if you're happy with that, that's fine. But I think you should know the facts. You owe it to yourself to have the facts.
Now, when we began this hour, I played that piece from Gianna Jessen. She's now an adult. She went through a very, very difficult period throughout her life of trying to go through physical rehabilitation for the damage that was done to her, but she survived. And part of her testimony was responsible for getting the infant born alive law passed in 2002, and then the partial birth abortion law that followed up after that. Now, Kermit Gosnell, if I understand correctly, was he sent to jail because he killed infants who were born alive in violation of that law that was passed?
Yes. Yeah, he was convicted of capital murder. Capital murder. He did a deal with the prosecution that he wouldn't get the death penalty if he agreed not to appeal his conviction and sentencing. He immediately appealed his conviction and sentencing after he got life without parole. But yes, he was convicted of murdering live babies who were born alive.
And that's the thing that I just can't get my head around, that you could see a child that was born alive and that you could murder it. I remember the testimony of a surgeon who had to commit essentially abortions because they were ectopic pregnancies. They were not going to be able to go full term. And it was a, you know, so they would pull the baby out And, you know, because of how it was developing, it was going to die and it was going to create a health problem for the mother. And he said, I would hold this teeny tiny miniature human in the palm of my hand and it was moving around and it was alive and everything. And he goes, and I would snip the cord and it would turn into like a little tiny piece of plastic. And that's what you see in the jars. That's why people don't have any empathy for this, because they see this. You know, it's very small. It's got all the details there. The fingerprints are there. You know, the everything, except that it's really small and it doesn't look real because it's dead. And yet, this is something that Kermit Gosnell, when he delivered these children born alive on the table, he would murder them. And they're not a tiny, you know, they're not tiny that fits in the palm of his hand. I mean, it's, you know, this is a regular baby that can survive. And he had the cold-blooded. The mentality that he could just murder that child.
Yeah, no, the witnesses said the babies, you've got that up there. Baby, he joked, this baby is big enough to walk me to the bus stop. That's baby boy A.
Wow.
It was so shocking that three members of staff took a separate photograph of that baby. He was put in a shoebox. His arms and legs were hanging over the shoebox. When he was touched, he curled up like a fetal position. One of the witnesses actually stood up in court and curled up like this, in a kind of fetal position. This was a living, breathing human being with a personality, and Kermit Gosnell killed him with a pair of scissors.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. You know, and I think one of the things, it's very important. I've always said to my wife, I said, you know, I think that people are going to change their minds when we have the capability of showing what we now call 4D sonograms, where they can see movies of babies inside the mother. And we've seen very detailed movies of dolphins, of elephants, of dogs inside their mothers. And National Geographic will run that and say, isn't this fascinating? You know, look at the detail. They're just like miniature, fully developed. But they won't do that with the babies. And yet when people do see these movies, I think that is a very compelling thing. I think the technology, the truth of your book and the film that you're trying to put out there, as people realize what this is, they will recoil in horror at the truth and say, how could we have allowed this to happen and go on for so long to so many people?
Yeah, that's why this book, that's why the New York Times has suppressed this book and won't put it on its bestsellers list, even though we are a bestseller in terms of sales. That's why they're suppressing it, because once people get to know the truth, they'll go, well, we don't want any part of that, and that cannot be allowed to happen. So I want your listeners and your viewers to go out and please buy the book, not just for me, but for the truth, but also to screw with the New York Times. We want to embarrass them. I'm from Northern Ireland, sorry, I'm small, I'm petty, I'm from Northern Ireland, I'm aggressive. I don't like being told what to do or being the establishment screwing with me. So I want you, please, as a favor to this little Northern Ireland man who's really angry at the moment, go to this book, buy this book, because the best New York Times bestseller list is a fake list in a fake newspaper full of fake journalists, full of fake people who pretend to be concerned about fake things.
And I think
that's
a very
F word I'm going to use. When we go off air, I'll use a few more F words. It won't be fake, but at the moment.
Four-letter F words, right now we'll stick to fake. Because that's what they have done. That's what the mainstream media has been able to do on every issue. They come out and they decide what will be covered.
Yeah.
And they can do it because they're all on the same page, or they can do it as a conspiracy of silence. And we've seen this on one issue after the other. This is yet another example of how they do that on a wide variety of issues. And when there were only a few national papers, when there were only three or four national television stations, they would all cover the same news, reading off of the same script. And so people didn't even know there were these other points of views out there. They didn't even know there were these other stories that weren't being covered. That's one way that you suppress the news. And of course, your bias is shown in what you cover, not only in what you say about what you cover, but it's what you choose to cover. And so that's the conspiracy of silence that the New York Times is trying to pull on your book right now. Sold out at Amazon in just 3 days, fourth best-selling list, but they won't even put it on their New York Times bestseller list. Absolutely amazing. I want to see the movie that you're doing that set a record on Indiegogo. You got $2.25 million in just 45 days. You've already filmed that, right?
Yeah, and many of them were your viewers who sent us money. We know that because we communicate with them a lot. The movie's great. We've shown it, had a couple of sneak screenings for people. Dean Cain's in it. It's had embarrassing focus group returns. We had 98% approval ratings. It's like we're a communist dictator running an election, 98% five-star reviews. It's the same on the book, actually. We've had 99% five-star reviews. I think we had one-star and 2 4-stars or something. So
yeah.
It's a fascinating story. It's a fascinating story, and people really appreciate the truth. And it's not written by pro-life activists, and I think people appreciate that. It's written by journalists.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an activist, it's a journalist.
And you've had a long experience of doing this, so we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I also want to tell people, when you get this distribution, and I'm sure that you will get distribution, you will see if you go on to the if you go on IMDb or if you go on to Rotten Tomatoes or some of the sites that look at the reviews, and you'll see reviews done by audiences, and then you'll see reviews done by critics. And when you see a movie that gets a 98% review approval by the audiences and a 2% review by the critics, it's going to be a film like yours. Don't be turned off by that. You'll probably will enjoy that. That is a political restatement by the critics.
That's the movie to go to.
That's right.
The movie to go to. The bigger the divide between the critics and the public, that's where you got to go. It's when it's the other way around. The critics love it and the public get it. Avoid like the plague. Look.
Well, I know you'll get distribution of this, especially if you do it in selected release, and they're going to see that you get a big per-screen return, and that's the way these films always have to proceed. And there's some very good films out there, but they will always be trashed. They'll always be censored by the New York Times, by the same critics who are out there. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to continue to talk to Phelim McAleer about Kermit Gosnell. We're going to talk about some of the more details in the book. We've got him for another couple of segments. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Anthony Cumia come in the fourth hour. He'll be hosting the fourth hour with us. Right now, we're talking to Phelan McAleer about his book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. We're going to get back to some of the details. I want to ask him when we come back how they finally brought him to justice. Who broke that case? I want to know how that turned out. Because this is really, folks, this is really kind of a detective story as well as a horror book. Think of it as, I guess, a combination between Sherlock Holmes and a Stephen King novel. Before we get back to him, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have ending soon our 25% discount off of Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter Systems as well as the air filter systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we now have Secret 12 back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, Secret 12 is our vitamin B12 in liquid formulation. You know, it's no secret. I don't know why they call it Secret 12, because it's not any secret that vitamin B12 is very beneficial to your health. It's well known for its energy boosting effects. It really works. I take it every day. It's very easy to take. It tastes great. And there's no injections like you typically have with vitamin B12. That's a key thing with taking it with a liquid formulation. I like to take the liquid supplements that we have here at InfoWars because it's easy to take them. It's easy for your body to assimilate it. And as I pointed out, it's great tasting. Just put it right under your tongue, leave it there for a few seconds, then swallow it. You'll look at the reviews that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got over 1,000 reviews. Secret 12 has achieved an unprecedented 4.8 out of 5 stars. It's one of our earliest products that we offered, still one of our strongest sellers, and we've now put it on a 10% discount at InfoWarsLife.com. Phelan, let's talk about how this actually unraveled, because as you pointed out, for 17 years, there was no inspection from the people who should have been looking at the conditions of his clinic. How did this case get broken? How did this? How did they bring him to justice?
Well, bizarrely, you know, it's like a Hollywood movie. Actually, I know that maybe some of your listeners might not have very friendly relationships with police officers. You know, I mean, I think there's always healthy tension between law and order and citizens, and that's good. But this is a hero cop.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hero cop. This is a drugs cop who was, Gosnell was so greedy that he was selling prescription drugs. He was one of Philadelphia's biggest supplier of illegal, legal prescription drugs.
Interesting.
And the cop.
So he had that business on the side as well.
Oh, yeah, listen, he was quite the capitalist, quite daunting. God bless him. So he was a hard worker. I'll give him that.
Or just greedy. Yeah. So he was selling drugs on the side, and he got busted by a guy who's like a DEA, and he couldn't believe, I guess, the horror when he saw the abortion stuff. Because, you know, that's one of the things, Phelan, you know, when we look at the drug war, you know, a lot of people look at things that are vice. And there's so much corruption because a lot of times, you know, cops will look at the other way for vice and say, well, you know, they're just hurting themselves. But those same cops, if they see a heinous murder, they're not going to look the other way on that, will they? Oh, I think we just lost him there. But I think that's exactly what happened. It was an undercover a narcotics investigator who, I guess, saw that. I wanted to get the the details. It looks like we've lost our Skype connection. One of the things that came up, well, we're going to talk to him on the other side of the break. That's the end of our 3 hours. And the fourth hour, we're going to have Anthony Cumia. But stay with us, or you can join us online for this broadcast. Of course, you can also see this if you're listening on radio. You'll see this full interview. The next 5 minutes will be included in that as well. We'll have that up on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. Anthony Cumia will be doing the fourth hour, but I'll have the next 5 minutes back with Phelan McAleer. Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.